Welcome to yet another edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. I'm Walter Johnson, and as always, the High School Football Roundup Podcast and discusses or focuses on high school football in Albany, Daugherty County, Lee County, and other surrounding areas of Southwest Georgia. In some portions of South Georgia, around the Valdosta area, and Thomasville, Tifton, Moultrie. So really anywhere within telephone area code 229. And normally this podcast is recorded on Tuesdays, but of course they had the historic midterm elections from Tuesday, November 6th. So, and this podcast is being recorded as you're hearing it right now, in this very moment. And, but anyway, here goes. And on this week's edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast, and I'm talking about the end of the regular season for high school football throughout the state of Georgia, and especially here in Southwest Georgia, and have a quick recap of what happened among teams here in Albany and surrounding areas, Albany, Daugherty County, surrounding areas, and also, you know, some of those local teams that did manage to make it, and talk about that too, and then another first-round playoff pairings from around the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And talk about that as well. So, not a whole lot of time to waste. So, and I'm going ahead and get started right now. And obviously, we start with the defending GHSA Class 6A State Champion Lee County Trojans. We rolled past their fellow Trojan namesakes from Douglas, Georgia, in Coffey High School. Final score 38-7, Lee County on top. And for the first time ever, Lee County finished the regular season undefeated at 10-0, 10 wins against 0 losses. And next stop for head coach Dean Parisio and company, the state playoffs. And they'll be at home for the first round of the state playoffs, taking on Mundy's Mill out of Jonesboro, Georgia, in Clayton County, just south of Atlanta. And if Lee County were to win, and they would face off against the winner of the Lakeside Evans and Effingham County matchup. You got Lakeside High School in Evans, Georgia, Columbia County, just west of Augusta, then Effingham County, just northwest of Savannah, which is sits right on the South Carolina, also sits on the South Carolina border. And seeing Lee County's only given up 37, and Lee County's only given up 37 points all season, and the Trojans from Leesburg have outscored their opponents 424-37. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, in the 37 points that they've given up also includes 4 shutouts coming against last year's Class AAA runners up in Peach County, also nicknamed the Trojans out of Fort Valley, Georgia, as well as Southwest Macon and Thompson, and more recently against Houston County, Bell Region 1-6A foes. So again, you got Lee County taking on Mundy's Mill out of Jonesboro, Georgia, Clayton County, just south of Atlanta. Roughly about 30, 45 minutes south of Atlanta. And so we'll be interested to see how far Lee County goes. And see, Lee County will host, like I said, Lee County will host Mundy's Mill and the other Class 6A, other Region 1-6A teams that have advanced. And Valdosta, the number 2 seed out of Region 1-6A. with host Lovejoy, and north side of Warner Robins, travels into the Metro Atlanta area to face Tucker, and Coffee will pay a visit to Stevenson. And pretty. So in Region 1-6A, well represented in the Class 6A state playoffs, and moving several day classifications down to Class 3A or AAA in the Monroe Tornadoes, and traveled to Cordele, Georgia to take on the Crisp County Cougars. And Cordele, just 40 miles northeast of Albany. And the Cougars clashed with the Tornadoes in the battle for the Region 1-3A title. And it was Crisp County winning their third straight region title, winning 38-8 over Monroe. So, as a result, Crisp County will be the number one seed and will host Pike County. And while Monroe will travel to Crisp County, Monroe's going to be at home. So Monroe traveled to Crisp County last week, and they'll be home at Humil Stadium here in Albany this week, taking on Jackson. And Jackson's the number three seed out of Region 4-3A or 4-AAA. And Jackson, Georgia, is the county seat of Butts County, located about halfway between Atlanta and Macon, just east of I-75 and then U.S. Highway 23. And goes in kind of a southeasterly direction between Atlanta and Macon. And continue, I think it eventually merges with Highway 341, heading toward Brunswick and the Golden Isles. And Jackson finished the regular season at 6-4 overall. And the winner of the Jackson-Monroe game will face the winner of the Windsor Forest-Pierce County game in Windsor Forest out of Savannah and Pierce County down in southeast Georgia in Blackshear. And a very interesting thing about that about those two games, about Monroe and Pierce County, and should the Tornadoes defeat Jackson and move on to the second round, they could possibly travel to Pierce County for a rematch of last year's first round game, a contest where Pierce County outlasted Monroe 28-21. So that's an interesting fun fact there. And moving on to Class 4A in Region 1-4A, and the Westover Patriots had a chance to advance to the state playoffs for the first time since 2014, however. It was the Hardaway Hawks from Columbus, Georgia. And thanks to a field goal with a little over 9.5 seconds to go in regulation, that lifted them to a 15-14 win over the Patriots. That was in Columbus on Saturday, November 3rd. And as a result, Westover finished the 2018 season, their first under head coach Olton Downs, at 5-5 overall and 4-4 in GHSA Region 1-4A, exactly at .500. However, Hardaway won the tiebreaker over Westover, and as a result of that, Hardaway wins the number 4 seed. And Westover's season is over. So, it looks like it's going to be a long off season ahead for Westover. It'll be interesting to see what Downs and company will put together during the off season. And continuing to move on, and GHSA Region 1-4A champion Cairo Syrup Makers, and ended their regular season on a winning note as they crushed the Darty Trojans 38-8 at Humil Stadium. And Cairo finishes the regular season at 8-2 overall and then defeated in GHSA Region 1-4A at 8-0. 8 straight wins for the Syrup Makers. And more on where Cairo's playing. More like on who Cairo's playing. We know Cairo's going to... I know Cairo's going to be at home. And I'll tell you more who Cairo is playing later in this podcast. And the rest of the roundup of local action in the GHSA. You know, focusing on Daugherty and surrounding counties. And Calhoun County finished its season by picking up its third win of the season as they shut out Bakerton Charter 24-0. And both teams will finish 2018 with identical records of 3 wins against 7 losses in Terrell County. And roll past arch rival Randolph Clay 50-0. And Green Wave and the Green Wave or Green Waves. And some people call them the Green Wave. And locals up in Dawson, where Terrell County High School is located, call them the Green Waves, plural with an S. Either way, in Terrell County, season ends at 4-6. And the Worth County Rams ended their season with an 18-7 loss against Cook out of Adel, Georgia. So Worth County finishes the season at 1-9 overall. And as a result of Cook's win over Worth County, the Hornets will get the number 3 seed out of GHSA Region 1-3A or 1-AAA. And lastly, to round up the GHSA among teams in the greater Albany, Georgia area, Patola Charter School out of Edison, Georgia, in Calhoun County ended their season on a losing note as McClay out of Tallahassee, Florida, won convincingly 63-6, and Patola and the Charters of and the Panthers, I should say, of Patola Charter School finished the season at 2-7 overall. And Patola played the non-region schedule, and Worth County wrapped up its first season under interim head coach Frankie Carroll with just 1 win against 9 losses, which came against Rutland out of Macon. So it'll be interesting to see where Worth County goes as far as getting the head coach, whether athletics officials there will remove the interim title from Frankie Carroll's and remove the interim tag from Frankie Carroll's title as head coach, or they go in a different direction with a. As far as our head coach is concerned. And see, in the local roundup in the GISA. And start with Deerfield Windsor and Bowood. And Deerfield Windsor's season ended with yet another tough loss, losing to Bowood out of Valdosta 28-14. And the Knights finish the regular season at 5-5 overall, but were winless in GISA Region 3 AAA play at 0-4. So, and for the first time in a long, long time, and the Deerfield Windsor Knights football team will miss out on postseason play. Obviously very sad for that, for a program that's had such a winning tradition. I mean, I think Deerfield has been among the winningest programs at the GISA level for pretty much the last 9 years, give or take. And won state, you know, nice 9-10 years, give or take. And won state championships in 2002, 2008, as well as 2010 and 2012. But again, Deerfield Windsor's season comes to a heartbreaking end, 28-14, losing to Valwood, and the Knights in the season with 4 straight losses, finished 5-5 overall, and again finished winless in in the GISA Region 3 AAA at 0-4. And moving right along, the Terrell Academy Eagles out of Dawson and going into the playoffs on a high note. And Terrell Academy knocked off Southwest Georgia Academy, 55-42 the final score. And despite barely finishing above 500 at 6-4 overall, the Eagles did finish GISA Region 3AA play at 5-0, and they'll move on to the state playoffs. And also in the battle for the GISA Region 3AAA championship, going back to that region briefly, and it was Tift Area defeating Southland 28-13 on Friday, November 2nd. And Southland ends the regular season by losing for just the second time all season at 8-2. And Southland finishes the regular season at 8-2 overall, as well as 3-1 in region play, which would be GISA Region 3 AAA. And Southland will move on to the state playoffs, and Westwood's season ended with a 19-14 win over Crisp Academy. Just the second win of the season for the Westwood Wildcats out of Camilla, from some 20 miles south of Albany, more due southeast of Albany. And in the Georgia Independent Christian Athletic Association, or the GICAA, GICAA, and Sherwood Christian Academy lost to Skipstone Academy 30-6, and that was the final score there. So how about some of the local teams that are advancing to the playoffs? Focusing on teams here in the city of Albany, within the city of Albany, as well as Darty and other surrounding counties and communities. You see, in our primary coverage area, the Southwest Georgia Network, and there'll be more on other teams from our area, from Southwest Georgia, or in South Central Georgia, or Deep South Central Georgia, if you will, later in this podcast. And anyways, you already mentioned earlier that Lee County was playing against Mundy's Mill from South Metro Atlanta, opening the state playoffs this week, and Monroe hosting Jackson, and seeing some of the other Jackson, and seeing, looking at some of the other teams here of other games of local interest. We can start in Class Single A Public. You see, and the brackets were released on Monday in Mitchell County. Roll past Pelham, 34-13. That's the other way around. It was Pelham defeating Mitchell County 34-13, and the Hornets are the GHSA Region 1 Single A champion for 2018. So the Hornets not only advance to the state playoffs, and they'll also get a first round bye. And Pelham's been just as impressive as Lee County is in terms of giving up points, and the Hornets have outscored their opponents 545-72. So the number of points that Pelham has given up so far in 2010 have been the equivalent of have been almost double to that of what Lee County has surrendered. So that's unbelievable. And Pelham's also scored more points than Lee County, 545 there. Whereas Lee County scored about 424. Yeah, but still, I mean, to give up as few points as possible, I mean, it's still, I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment. But let's and move on to some of the brackets here. Move on to the single A public bracket, and Irwin County is the number one seed there, and Irwin County of Osceola will await the winner of the Miller County, the Turner County, Miller County game down in Colquitt, Georgia, some 40 plus miles southwest of Albany along Highway 91. And so whoever wins that game between Turner County and Miller County will draw the number one seed in Irwin County. And Mitchell County, let's see, and Pelham will be the number four seed. And the Hornets will await the winner of the Manchester ECI game played in tiny Twin City, Georgia, in Emanuel County, in near States near Swainsboro. So whoever comes out on top there between 20th-seeded Manchester and 13th-seeded ECI will make the long trip down to Pelham, Georgia, to face the Pelham Hornets. And so other games of interest, among in the single A public school bracket. Oh, and got Mitchell County being the number eight seed, and the Eagles from Camilla got were the last of the eight teams to receive a first round bye, and the Eagles will face the winner of the Seminole County Commerce game. And see, in Seminole County, I mean, down in Donaldsonville, Georgia, I mean, talk about a team that's been through a lot in 2018, and finishing regular season at 5-5 overall, 5-4 in GHSA Region 1 Single A. I mean, and talking about a program that's been through a lot this season, I mean, with their stadium being declared unplayable, I mean, due to Hurricane Michael, and then pretty much having to play what was left of their regular season schedule on the road instead of at home. In any case, Seminole County did squeak in as the number 24 seed, and will make the long trip up to Commerce, Georgia, to take on Commerce. I mean, I think that's like 270 plus miles from Donaldsonville up to Commerce. I mean, Seminole County has to go all the way from their home in Donaldsonville, in the lower left-hand corner of Georgia, southwest Georgia, southwest Georgia, all the way up to northeast Georgia. You know, Commerce is just north in Athens. I mean, that's an envious trip. I mean, you know, Seminole County going to Commerce. I mean, and so if Seminole County can pull off the upset over Commerce on the road, I mean, they could possibly make a much shorter trip up into Mitchell County to face the Eagles and some other games of interest in Class Single A Public that find Wilcox County visiting Tryon, with the winner going to Schley County, and then Marion County near Columbus, the number two seed will face the winner of the Montgomery County Claxton game. Clinch County's the sixth seed, way in southeast Georgia, and either Taylor County or Charlton County will await them, will await the winner. And one of those teams will travel to Clinch County. Say Charlton County wins, I mean, they will make the short trip to to Clinch County to face their fellow Region 2 rivals. And Dooley County out of Region 4 single A, about roughly an hour or so northeast of Albany. And some 50 miles and some 40 miles south of Macon. About, I like to say, almost 50 miles northeast of Albany will host Hancock Central. And where that game will travel to Carroll County, Georgia to face Mount Zion. So, and, so other games, so looking at some other games involving teams in our area. We can, in Class AA, and see, start with the number one seed. Brooks County plays host to Scriven County, with the winner facing the winner of the Washington County Vidalia game. And the number two seed is Fitzgerald, Purple Hurricanes, facing off against Harlem. And the winner of that game will face either Northeast Macon or Swainsboro. And coming in at number three, Thomasville. And going to Hepzibah. And if the Bulldogs were to pull out the win on the road, they would face either Toombs County or Dublin. Say, if Thomasville upsets Hepzibah, I mean, Thomasville knocks off Hepzibah, and Toombs County were to pull off the upset over Dublin. So you'd be a battle of teams starting with the letter T in the second round between Thomasville and Toombs County, with Thomasville hosting. But like the saying goes, first things first. Probably number four seed, the fourth seeded Early County Bobcats, will travel to Louisville, Georgia, in the eastern part of the state, east central part of the state, to face Jefferson County. And the winner of that game will face the winner at the Jeff Davis Dodge County game. You see, in Class AAA, already mentioned, Jackson will be coming to Humil Stadium in Albany to face Monroe. And and the number one seed, Crisp County, hosting Pike County. And the number three seed would be Cook from Ado, making the long trip up by 75 to Macon to face west side of Macon. And keep in mind, there are only four teams in GHSA Region 1-3A. And the top four teams, the top three teams advance to the playoffs. And Ringgold got the at-large bid out of Class AAA. In Worth County's absence, and Ringgold will pay a visit to Peach County. And where that game will face the winner of the Liberty County Southeast Bullet game in Class 4A. And Cairo is the only Southwest Georgia team that has advanced in Class 4A. And the Syrup Makers will face Henry County in the first round, with the winner of that game facing off against either Thompson or Upson Lee. So if Cairo can eliminate Henry County, they can face either Upson Lee out of Thomaston, Georgia, which is sandwiched right in between Atlanta, Columbus, and Macon in West Central Georgia, or they could possibly host the Thompson Bulldogs out of Thompson, Georgia. Thompson with no P in the middle, spelled Thomson. So if Cairo were to defeat Henry County and move on to the second round, they would face either Upson Lee from Thomaston, Georgia, or Thompson High School from Thompson, Georgia. Again, Thompson without the P. And Class 5A, and Bainbridge is the lone Region 1 team from Southwest Georgia that is advancing in Class 5A. And the Bearcats Because when they first, been up and down all season long, and they began the season with a back-to-back wins, then lost 3-4 in a row. Then when they got in the region play, they upset veterans in their region opener, and then lost to Warner Robins, and then picked up wins over Harris County and Thomas County Central to finish Region 1-5A play at 3-1 and 5-5 overall. And as a result, the Bearcats will be at home for the first round against Jones County. So if Bainbridge can somehow outlast Jones County, they'll face either Jonesboro or Wayne County down in Jessup, Georgia. And either way, and it looks like if the Bearcats win, beat Jones County, and Jonesboro were to knock off Wayne County, the Bearcats potentially could be at home for the second round. And Warner Robins will host Locust Grove. And Warner Robins managed to win the Region 1 5A title despite having to give up a region win over Harris County due to the use of an ineligible player. And Warner Robins shut out veterans, arch rival veterans, 28-0. And to win the Region 1 5A title, and the Demons lost to Rome in last year's Class 5A title game last year. And we'll be looking to get back there this year. And number 3-seeded veterans visit Stockbridge, and Harris County, north of Columbus, heads into Hampton, Georgia, and Henry County to face Dutchtown. And to wrap things up, how about the GISA playoff lineup? And I already mentioned Southland losing to Tift area, and the Golden Raiders out of Americus, Georgia, from Southland will host Westfield to open the state playoffs. And the winner of that game will face Heritage. And Valwood, the 3-seed, visits Augusta Prep. And the winner goes to Frederica out of Brunswick, right on St. Simon's Island. Brookwood of Thomasville at Bullock, with the winner facing John Millage. And number 1-seed Tift area, the Region 3 AAA champions at 10-0 overall, will await the winner of Loganville and Trinity. And Class AA, already mentioned Terrell Academy winning the GISA Region 3 AA. And as a result, the Eagles from Dawson get a first round bye, will face the winner of the Piedmont St. Andrews game. And an interesting thing with that Class AA bracket, and it seemed both Class AAA and AA, there are 12 teams, only 12 teams advanced, especially since there are so few teams in the GISA, and the top two teams in each region, plus the next two best records in each crossover pool advance. Anyway, and Terrell Academy will await the winner of the Piedmont St. Andrews game. And also, the number 2-seed, the Warriors of Southwest Georgia Academy out of Damascus, Georgia, will play host to Briarwood. And if SGA wins that game, they will face Gatewood on the road next week out of Eatonton, Georgia, and the number 3-seeded Westwood Wildcats, despite winning just two games all season, will head to Sandersville, Georgia to face Brentwood, and where that game will face the number one seed, out of Region 2 AA in Memorial. And just for good measure, in Class Single A, Crisp Academy is the number 3-seed in Class Single A, and will host Thomas Jefferson in that game. And at Crutch, and Crisp Academy will be on the road to face Thomas Jefferson and Crisp on Friday, November 16th. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Monsignor Donovan and Flint River game. That is at Monsignor Donovan. So, that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And before we go, in a couple of minutes to promote some content that's coming soon to the Southwest Georgia Network. And some of that content is Sports Bites. And this is why a podcast I call Sports Bites. It'll be maybe 5 minutes or less of sports content focusing on local sports teams in Albany and surrounding areas. You know, especially with a basketball season coming soon, right around the corner, and Friday, November 9th, Albany State University will open its basketball seasons playing against Valdosta State University in West Florida. And with the women playing down at Valdosta State at VSU and the men playing on the West Campus of Albany State University. And the late Golden Rams finished 17-12 on the season. ASU women finished 17-12 last season, 12-5 in the SIC East Division. Good enough for second place on that side. And while the Rams finished 8-21 and began their first year under new head coach Patrick Gale, also the Albany State football team travels to Fairfield, Alabama, outside of Birmingham, to face Miles College for the SIC Championship and a possible playoff berth at the NCAA Division II level. Also, they got Valdosta State football against West Georgia for the Gulf South Conference Championship, as well as a first round bye at the NCAA Division II playoffs. And busy sports weekend ahead. And as this podcast comes to an end, and speaking of which, this has been the High School Football Roundup Podcast with your host, Walter Johnson. And a quick reminder to follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And that's where you not only find this and past episodes of the High School Football Roundup Podcast, but also some other content not available on mainstream media anywhere in Southwest Georgia. Also, follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWG Network. That's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. Thank you for listening, as always, and enjoy the playoffs.